to contradict the finding that oil is gone. That might not really be the case. Not a surprise to us. We've been talking about it. It is a question of all the testing also of the Gulf seafood. Is it accurate or is it flawed? Especially when we're saying that the reports that the oil is pretty much all gone is inconclusive and incorrect. That could lead to some scary scenarios. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those towns and cities in between. Here we are, the start of another work week, almost at that halfway point. A lot happening across America and overseas, things that we are paying attention to. We've certainly perked up our ears in the last couple of months when it comes to North Korea. Now this conflict with South Korea, could the stare down go in a different direction? And, you know, this is since the 50s, the 38th parallel. You think of that piece of land and you think of the two sides and the 28,000 soldiers, by the way, that we have from the United States invested in this thing. Now in the middle of war games, North Korea feeling threatened and threatening big time to do some serious damage. So what does all of that mean? Also, a crazy thing I happened to come across earlier in the day that you might be interested in. How many of you listening to me at some point are bopping around putting in earbuds? You know, now you've got the iPods, and a lot of you might commute. If you're commuting, you put that on when you're on the train, and it's just a habit. It's what so many people do. I don't think it's limited to teens, but there's a new study out that shows one in five U.S. teenagers has hearing loss. Boy, that's sad. And they're directly correlating that to the fact of the volume that's turned up in the earbuds, because they're listening. How loud is much too loud for any of us? I knew a guy that worked with rock groups, and he refused a lot of times to put in the earplugs that they gave him, because he said he wanted to hear the sound and make sure everything was right, and he wouldn't go back to doing that. And he lost a part of his hearing in one ear at a very young age. But this is widespread and a little bit different, because we're not talking about being on the road with rock groups and being part of sound checks and then the actual concert. We're talking about everyday use. That's some scary stuff. And I think even if you put the warnings out there, you're not going to find a lot of people are going to pay attention to it, because the kids are going to still do, I believe, the same thing they're doing. Having just recently flown, I saw it myself. I looked around before getting on the plane, and this is normal. This has been this way probably for the last 5-6 years, probably even before that. And almost every other person had some form of earphones or earbuds right there on their head, barely taking them off as they were getting checked in and going down the rampway to get on the plane. So this is nothing new, but what's new is the correlation to our hearing. Wow. All right, but where we start is with this controversy over the Cordoba House, which is an Islamic center which will contain a big mosque, 13 floors, 2 blocks away from Ground Zero. You all know that description by now. And the controversy that has been kicked out of the New York borders. It's not just what people are saying in New York City anymore, or even the state of New York. Everybody has an opinion on this. It's massive water cooler buzz. I mean, massive. And it's hanging around. I mean, it's going to stay through those midterm elections. I believe it. Because now it's become a campaign issue. When somebody's campaigning in Nevada and they're asked about something happening in New York City, a mosque and a center being built, it is absolutely more than a New York issue at this point. And then it comes down to Democrats and Republicans, but a lot of Democrats are agreeing with some of the Republicans, and they do not think that this is the right place to build the Islamic center. Because there's so much land in lower Manhattan anyway, there are other places that you could house it. And if the true initiative is to reach out to other people, you still would be able to do that in any, actually, in any borough in New York, and you'd be able to invite people in. It's a $100 million project, and a lot of people are going to be following how far down the line this goes. Will the Cordova House try to find another spot? But Michael Bloomberg is backing it up big time, and he's vowed to do whatever he can to protect the whole religious freedom, Bill of Rights concept, and why should this project be moved. Here's what lit the fuse even more. It happened on Friday, and it still hasn't gone away. This is the president at a Ramadan dinner talking about this idea of this mosque in New York City. Listen specifically to what he said.
Recently, attention's been focused on the construction of mosques in certain communities, particularly New York. Now, we must all recognize and respect the sensitivities surrounding the development of Lower Manhattan. The 9/11 attacks were a deeply traumatic event for our country. And the pain and the experience of suffering by those who lost loved ones is just unimaginable. So I understand the emotions that this issue engenders. And Ground Zero is indeed hallowed ground. But let me be clear. As a citizen and as president, I believe that Muslims have the right to practice their religion as everyone else in this country. And that includes the right to build a place of worship and a community center on private property in Lower Manhattan in accordance with local laws and ordinances. This is America. And our commitment to religious freedom must be unshakable. The principle that people of all faiths are welcome in this country and that they will not be treated differently by their government is essential to who we are. The writ of the founders must endure.
All right, so you heard what the president had to say, and now everybody and their brother has an opinion, the political types, the pundits, and many of you, and you're invited to throw in your two cents on this at this point because it's not going away. It's like a snowball that's turning into a giant avalanche, really, at this point. Here's former politician Harold Ford, his take on what should really happen.
It may be that the politics has gotten so intense that you may have to consider moving this just a few blocks away, and perhaps you can find Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative support for this. If he believed that that there's a right to build, but perhaps should not build in that location, he probably should have just said that. I think the follow-up has created some confusion and probably will create some consternation in political circles within the party.
Yeah, so this is the problem. You heard specifically what the president said there. Then he was asked to flesh it out a little bit more and took a step back because Democrats, a lot of them were furious, realizing that this had become such a political hot potato that it would hurt many running in these midterm elections. I think Harold Ford Jr. nailed it. At this point, no matter what, it really should move. And there's plenty of property where that center could go. Coming up next, BP Oil, the cleanup, and how much. Stay with us.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
Yeah, we do need a little more love, don't we? Sometimes I feel like Debbie Downer when I'm here on these airwaves. And I don't mean to be that way, because, listen, I'm a glasses-half-full person. Although, no, I'm not on the crazy path of positive thinking where I'm just rub a bottle and think positive and all will be well. Certainly not like that, but... We will bring back the daily salute, and I promise we've got a daily salute at the tail end of this hour after we can count. However, we're talking about the mosque situation, the Islamic Center, a couple of blocks from Ground Zero. You can weigh in at americatonight.net. If you go to the website, in fact, you'll see a little picture of it. It's not much of anything to look at this point because the center isn't there yet. It's just a building. At this point, that would be revamped, $100 million project. And to be clear, it is not just a mosque. It is that center. So it has all the other things, swimming pools, other elements, and, you know, whatever at this point. And you heard, heading into the break, Harold Ford Jr., and I agree with him. At this moment, it just doesn't really make any sense. And now, because the embers have been fanned, and it's turning into a raging fire. If I'm the Cordoba folks, I don't need to have a shadow of doubt cast over this project. If truly the intent and following the money doesn't lead to anything sinister, then bring it all out. Trot it out and say, whatever. Get before the microphones. Talk about other pieces of land and how... This was where it was should have been built. This is how you felt, but now you understand, looking at all the polls and getting feedback from other Americans, that the right thing to do would be to go four blocks further or whatever. Because it could be more of a win, I believe, for them in the first place. But here's what I think. I think they really don't care. We have talked to other Muslims on this show. I have talked to other people about what's happening and what's happening with the Cordoba Initiative, because that's what it's called. And they're stubborn. They refused to do that. But there are a lot of people that say, why should they do that? You know, it's religious freedom. This is America. That's what we were escaping. And boo-hoo if people don't like it. It's not 9/11 anymore. And that's the problem. Because of the way it was dealt with, the piece of land in the first place, the World Trade Centers go down, people see it as an opportunity, then there's debate over what to build there. Should we just rebuild the World Trade Center all over again? Should we build a memorial and also build buildings? What do we put there? And it really tore with people's emotions for all these years. There was massive debate and delays and problems with the project to begin with. And that just opens up those wounds. Same thing. Okay, so two blocks from there, we're going to build this facility. I think they'd be wise not to do that, personally. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You may have a different point of view. That's fine. We welcome all points of view. You know I am always pounding that home. Please, if you see it a different way, call us. Left, right, or in between, doesn't matter. Here's the deal. We move from this mosque, because trust me, whether the mosque is going to be able to move or not, it's going to stay around on the airwaves for a while, to what's going on with the oil and BP and the cleanup and all of that. Well, you know now that there are several scientists who say, which the scientists weren't able to get near a lot of this spill when it was going on. That's what a lot of people don't realize. BP, in some ways, acted as a blocker. They didn't want a lot of hands in the pie here. So two new scientific reports are raising those questions about the world's worst offshore oil spill and all these assurances that are floating around that most of the oil is gone. So why do you believe most of the oil is gone? Because the government says so? Because you can't see it with your eyes? Because you can't see the sheen on top of the water? So how far down has it gone? And I'll point this out. The two new reports, because there have been a bunch of them, show that the researchers at the University of Georgia say about three-quarters of the oil from the blown-out well is still actually below the surface of the Gulf and could still pose a problem for the ecosystem, right? And then the one lead investigator, that's what I'm going to call him, said 79% of the 4.1 million barrels of oil that came up from the broken well wasn't really captured directly at the wellhead. That's in the Gulf. And this report is based on the analysis of the government information that was released on August 2nd. And they're saying it's not interpreted correctly. It's been misinterpreted badly. That 75% of the oil spewed by the well had either evaporated, dissolved, or been contained. That left only 25% is not right. That the idea that 75% of the oil is gone is absolutely incorrect and flawed. Completely flawed. Okay, so now there's another study that was done by the University of South Florida scientists, because they're doing experiments too, and they're saying that the so-called plumes, or the very, you know, invisible clouds of oil that were found earlier had turned up oil in sediments of an underwater canyon. So the oil was at very, very toxic levels. They found these droplets in a place called DeSoto Canyon. And they're wondering, and this is an area where you have a lot of fish stuff, ultimately fish coming in and out, that fishermen will go after. So for 87 days following the deep water horizon rig explosion, we all know this because night after night after night after night, we've talked about it. We talked about all the different angles. We had somebody on to talk about the seafood. We had somebody on to talk about how much they were really getting from BP. So crude oil spewed into the Gulf. We saw the live pictures, all that kind of stuff. We know there was contaminated wetlands and fishing grounds and beaches and all that. And that finally, they're working to the permanent kill and hoping that that's what's going to happen. But with 50% of the oil, and that's what the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration told the White House a couple of weeks ago, that at least 50% of the oil was released, is now completely gone, completely gone. And it's degrading rapidly or being removed from the beaches. But this is not at all what these independent scientists are finding. You've got researchers who see no scientific information to support it. It's like plucking numbers from the tree. Let's just, everybody wants positive news. Geez, we want people back in the Gulf. We want people to eat the seafood. We don't want people to worry. So let's not have some doom and gloom. Let's put a pretty bow on it and spin it positive. So some of the oil is gone, sure. But there's oil in the water. There's oil on the seafloor. How many of you think that? Of course you think that. Where is it all gone? It couldn't all have evaporated. So how much of it has settled on the seafloor a little further away from the well itself because of the tides and all that kind of stuff? Of course that's what's happened. Of course that's what's happened. Duh. You look at the oil, and out of sight, out of mind, the Gulf floor is probably soaked with all this nonsense. And why they're just trying to come up with these happy, happy, feel-good stories about the spill. But that's misleading and very, very flawed. And then you have this, the idea of what's going on with the seafood testing. Is the seafood safe? Shrimpers are now worried with the season opening up. Got to get them out there. Let's, again, put a positive spin on this. But it wouldn't be so positive if people start eating shrimp from the Gulf and they are eating contaminated shrimp. What are the lingering effects? At least the U.S. Commerce Secretary is trying to put some kind of a face on this. Going to go visit to lunch with the fishermen and talk to some of the seafood people. Ooh, will they sell oil-contaminated shrimp? What do you think? Back in a flash.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Coming up in our next segment, We Can Count, plus the Daily Salute. Actually, there's a lot of things we could salute across this great country, but we picked one thing out for you. In the meantime, let's go to Chris in Missouri. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kate. Yeah, I was just wondering, I remember when the towers was going down, there was a Catholic church right across the street from them where the paramedics and stuff were using that as kind of a... as a refuge, people walking off the street just using it to get in away from the dust. And I was just wondering whatever happened to that church and if it's been rebuilt or.
No, the church is still there. There's an old church. That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that church is still there. It was next to a big hotel. I can't think of the hotel that was right there in that same vicinity that survived. And it's the church didn't go down. And you were right, in fact, people did use that as a place to get out away from the dust and take refuge, and paramedics were using it and whatnot. And I was just back about a year ago, and it's interesting, Chris, that you brought that up, because I went into the church because they have an old graveyard there, too, that withstood all of that. It's really wild to go down to Ground Zero and see what's happened since then. There's actually been plaques put up of firemen's names and stuff and names of other people. And it's crazy that it's taken this long, you would think, in a city like New York to get their act together as to what to do with the site. That's part of the problem, like I mentioned.
Yeah, I just wondered if that was going to be made into a historical site or, you know.
It is. It is a historical site. So it's an old church, and it sits as it is right now with, you know, gravestones from way back when people first started to settle in New York City.
All right, thank you. That's what I was curious about.
All right, Chris, thanks.
Bye.
That's good. It's interesting that he brought that up, because when you go there, it's weird, as all of us remember. I mean, it was almost too much, and and because we were, your heart was breaking for the people in New York, and you just were captivated by what you were seeing on the tube, I'm sure, in other areas. I lived through it since I was there, and so it was more surreal than that for me. But I know for other people, it was all those pictures that stuck in your head as to what you were seeing. And so Chris brings up that church, and that's a church that a lot of people go to and walk through to look at the old gravestones and take pictures of. It's right there across from the boarded up area of Ground Zero, and certainly it was absolutely one of the places where many, many people ran to when they were trying to get away from the debris and things that were sadly falling. All right, there's some other things that we didn't mention. I mean, I'm just beating this whole mosque thing up for now 2 weeks, I guess. Before that, really, the story broke, but we've really been talking about it a lot, and that's how it is across the country. Everybody wants to talk about why is this happening, what is the president doing backing this, and did he really back it, or did then he took a step back from it? And I think at this point, it just would be advantageous, if nothing else, to this group to move the mosque. If truly, and I've already said this, but if truly developing this thing, this center, is all about outreach, or part of it's about outreach, because certainly it's not all about outreach, but if part of it really is about doing that, hey, let's embrace other cultures, other religions, other, you know, the whole thing, then we can put it someplace else and add the asterisk that this is why we're doing this. We understand, we relate to people's feelings and the insensitivity issue. We didn't realize, whatever. So in looking at it, there may be a possible resolution in the works, because there's massive debate in New York City itself as to what's going to happen. The developers of the mosque, would they be willing to move away from the location where they're planning this construction, because the governor is going to meet with the developers of the mosque maybe tomorrow or the day after, and once again propose what he proposed earlier, some other land, some other location for the center. And, you know, the governor was disappointed when he was shot down the first time around. So this meeting might be open to the public. And the meeting really was just going to be the governor discussing with the leaders of the mosque where the state property is available and would they be willing to consider the property. But now it may be, because Congressman Pete King was pushing for this to be open to the public, it might be actually open to the public if they'd be willing to do that. And you know, maybe Bloomberg somehow would be involved, because he is such a staunch supporter of putting it there. I can't imagine that he's gonna back off. I did my blog today on AmericaTonight.net and said he's like a dog with a bone on this one. So are they digging in their heels and insisting on the present location? And that's what the governor says. He's concerned that the mayor is pushing them to just dig in, hold on, I'm going to help you. But maybe they'll be open to a compromise. You know what's going to happen? They could be open to a compromise if they get a really good deal. Because $100 million, let's say that the issue is that it's going to be cheaper land and a better location, that's fine, because there's other locations. I'm thinking that with this nationwide backlash, I take the deal and put it in a better location anyway. And why put it so close to where the 9/11 attacks took place? Certainly, we're not hearing that anybody is opposed to construction at other sites, because that's what's happening in New York. They're not saying that. Oh, oy vey. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Oy vey is right.
yeah, Bloomberg, that's the problem.
Well, I want to get to him, but let me just stray for 1 second. The killings in Manchester and the maniac that stabbed all the black folks. I did not get a chance to say this because I ran into the break last week. The guy was had glazed look in his eyes in Manchester, and I said, I read this book by Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman. He trains police and military about, he wrote a book about what the mind goes through as far as when you kill someone and how difficult it is to look someone in the eye and kill them with a knife, basically. I can't go into all of it because I want to talk about the mosque, but he wrote that book, and I said, man, this guy, this maniac killing the black folk. Well, apparently, I was listening to one of my shortwave stations. There's some kind of mind control thing going on with that maniac. I can't go into it, but I was going to say, I said, you know what? They're trying to start a race war. That's what they're trying to do. This maniac with the stabbing and this guy with the shooting, because prior to the shooting, they said he had a glazed look in his eye. I mean, I really, really believe that's what they were trying to do because they want to start a civil war in this country. Now, I just want to throw it out there.
Yeah, but who is they? Who is they?
The people that actually run the country and as far as what you see on TV. You know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about news media adding
I'm talking about people that direct
slant.
Our conversation so much to the point that I even brought this up. They have the control of, because they want us at each other's throats. Okay, I'll get back to you on the day. I shouldn't leave it, but I have to because I've already wasted a minute. As far as the president and Mayor Bloomberg, here's a question I have. They said to Mayor Bloomberg, why don't you question the financing? And he said, that's none of my business to delve into the background. I find that funny because he found it his business to delve into supposed illegal gun sales out in Virginia.
That's right.
And now you say, well, why does it have to do with one thing? You say, one's a gun crisis, one's a mosque crisis. Well, the point is, you can't selectively pick and choose like the president saying we abide by the First Amendment, but he it's casually neglects the other amendments in the Constitution, which I thought was duplicitous at best. But the point I wanted to make was, they apparently on CNN there's a mosque that's already built two blocks away from the mosque that they're planning to build. Is that right?
Right, right.
Four blocks away. But the point is, they want to build the new one. The one that was already there was there prior to 9/11.
Sure.
But after the attack, to sort of put the crowning touch on their achievement, you know, they want to build another one. If you go into the history of the Cordoba, what it meant in Spain and how they convert
right.
all Christian and Jewish cathedrals and churches and synagogues into mosques. Now, someone told me that this is all it's background noise. It's a distraction from what's going on with this possible nuking of Iran, which I think is a disaster. We shouldn't do it. But when you look at the financing and what the imam has said in America and over in the Islamic countries, it's two different things. So while I do believe it is a distraction, it's very important to understand that they always build at the places of conquest. And I believe that. Even though I believe it's a big distraction, and President Obama was right when he first said about it, here's the thing. You remember, Kate, when the FBI said there were a minimum of 200 mosques in this country that are radicalizing people?
Yeah.
Let's jump 5 years to the future, America. Let's assume that they build this mosque. When we find out that they're radicalizing or they're preaching hatred at that mosque, we simply walk up to it and tell them, you take it apart brick by brick or we do it. But you see, we won't even have the guts to do that because they're going to push this through because they don't give a damn about you, America. I mean, the president and Bloomberg. It's sad that they're going to just let this go through because they don't have the wherewithal to say no. And they're using our own Constitution against us.
Sure, by saying you
freedom,
check.
And
sure.
we've already lost, Kate. I don't want to be negative Nancy, but we've already lost. Thanks, Kate.
All right, I'll tell you what I know, Mark. I do know this. I disagree with you on that the mosque is going to be built there. From what I know and from what I'm hearing, the push is on, baby. It's game on, and I do not think it's going to go through. I think they're going to move it, and they're going to cut a deal. Stay with us. We can count next.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
For another edition of We Can Count. We try anyway, right? You still use your fingers? I have to admit, sometimes I go back to that old method. I don't know why. It just gives me comfort. How about Murdoch? He's given 1 million buckos to Haley Barbour. You know who Haley Barbour is? You heard him. He's very boisterous during the Gulf oil spill. He's on a lot of the Sunday Politico shows, and you know, he sounded off about a ton of things. And Barbour is one of those guys who wants to run again, got a big jolt from the 1 million contribution, a big old check. He's a Republican governor of Mississippi, but he's not, that's like a mere pittance compared to some of the other monies that he's received. So how about that? Whew, $1 million. That's pretty big. The some of the other donors, I guess, included RCA and a couple of other of the bigger PAC groups. But this is that's a pretty big check for Fox to write. And pretty interesting that he wrote it to Haley Barbour, too. I think now with the whole corporate thing, see, that's the thing. That's the individual versus the corporations. That's going to change some of the spin on some of these elections. And we'll see more of the dollars and cents of it, I believe, coming up as we get even closer to election day, because that'll make for good fodder. This is crazy. One shark, one kayaker. You know, I have this thing about sharks, and the great whites are known because of the cold area, the cold water, rather, of the Pacific and the Bay Area, to occasionally pop up. And it can be dangerous in certain spots for surfers and kayakers and sometimes swimmers when you see the swimmers who swim in the big groups. And I guess it's just one of those things you don't really think about it. If you like to swim, if you like to surf, and you're from Northern California or Southern California, you're not looking for the concerns about a shark attack. But 45-year-old Adam Coco was face-to-face with a huge great white, so he says, and his board shows it, too, because you could see the holes in it. He was kayaking off of the San Mateo coast, and he was fishing. He was fishing in the kayak. You know, a lot of people like to do that. And it's not uncommon to see in this area called the Red Triangle these great whites. You see them. Occasionally there's a sighting. So the shark apparently chomped down on his 13-foot boat with those sharp teeth. And then the shark flipped his kayak over. He's saying, now this could be a whale of a tale, this part of it, that they locked eyes, and he climbed on top of the flipped kayak when the encounter was continuing, and he says he used the paddle to distract the shark. Well, they say to do that, and that it was an image that nobody ever wants to see firsthand, the inside of a great white's mouth. And at that point, he describes it as the shark rising out of the water, turning around, and taking off. Now, there have been other people who have said that. They've been attacked, like their boat's been bit, whether in a sailboat or they're on a surfboard, and for some reason they get lucky and hold their ground, and the shark eventually gets distracted for some reason and takes off. And in this case, maybe that's what happened. He had just a cut above his foot. His wetsuit was torn. The bottom part of it was torn. And the bottom of his kayak shows the bite marks to tell the tale, to prove it. 18 inches long, 2 inches between each tooth mark. And somebody measured it and said, yeah, this is absolutely it. But boy, can you imagine if a shark approached a kayak that you were fishing in? And what I love about this guy is that he's fearless and saying that he's going to go right back to the same place and fish again. I mean, I have to say, at times in my life, I've been fearless. Probably some of you have had, you know, you get that adrenaline jolt and you feel like you can do anything, scale the side of a mountain. But I can tell you, if that happened to me and I survived it with just some marks on my kayak and my wetsuit being ripped, I wouldn't get back on that horse again. Yeah, I would ignore that old saying about get back up on the horse. This is a sad story. What is somebody doing robbing an old woman? I mean, clearly, I don't care how good she looked, she didn't look like she wasn't way, way over into the other direction. 95 years old. Police are trying to find a bandit who ambushed and dragged a 95-year-old woman through a grocery store parking lot. It happened a couple of weeks ago, and she stole the woman's purse. The woman, who must have been in great shape because she was by herself driving the whole thing, was loading groceries into the trunk, and then that's when she was pulled to the concrete and dragged from there. So her hip was broken during the attack. She underwent surgery, but the prognosis isn't looking really good for her. She's bedridden in a hospital. They have cameras, so that's the good news. Probably leading to at least more help in trying to figure out who assaulted her. It looks like, according to police, somebody in their 20s, a girl in her 20s, who went after the woman. And boy, there's got to be some honor among thieves, isn't there? Like, there's got to be hands off, just people you won't touch. And to assault an old lady when she's putting her groceries in her car. I mean, come on, give me a break. How much money do you think she really had? This isn't a surprise. When we cover business stuff and we talk about the money people have and what they don't have because of the recession and the after effects of the recession. Bankruptcies have hit an all-time high, highest level since 2005. It's a so it's a five-year high. There were 422,061, to give you the exact number, bankruptcy filings between April and June. That's up almost 10% from the prior 3 months period. That's a pretty big number. The quarterly filings are just record. I mean, they just have shot up. Same thing in the last 5 years. Remember, Congress overhauled federal bankruptcy laws. They actually made it much harder for people and businesses to file. It used to be commonplace with businesses. Many of you know that. Hey, you got into trouble. You can't do anything about it. Something flipped on you. And the advice was to do that, was to file for bankruptcy. And the same thing for individuals, because there was a way that you could eventually see the light at the end of the tunnel. Now that it's that much tougher, I think it's hard for people. I think it's hard for people to actually take that step. But when, if they have no other alternative and they're protecting something else, if they're protecting something and they have no choice but to go the bankruptcy route, it's not as advisable as it used to be. That used to be the option that was in the bag. Hey, if this is what I have to go through to survive, you know, I'm willing to do it. But we're going to move from we can count in bankruptcies and the bleak news of those things to this story, pretty interesting. And I have to say that there are a couple of different directions we could have gone with the Daily Salute. And I really wanted to bring this back, and I'm inviting all of you to send me stories about something that you think should be the Daily Salute in your own neighborhoods, or even if it's something that's happened inspirationally, nationally, that you happen to hear about and you think it would be worthy of a Daily Salute. Send it to me. I'm begging you. Send it to me at americatonight.net, because I love to hear what's going on with other people in other communities anyway. I'm going to give it to a dog and the dog's owner. I read this in, of all places, The Sun the other day. There's a two-legged dog who walks upright. I happened to see a little clip of the dog on the tube the other day, too, and is inspiring British troops wounded in Afghanistan. Faith was made an honorary sergeant in the U.S. Army for helping disabled vets battling to overcome their war zone injuries. I mean, this dog really gets these guys to chuckle who are in some sad states when they're trying to rehab and they're trying to get new limbs and all that sort of stuff. This dog is pretty busy making a lot of personal appearances. Very cool. You got to Google Faith and check out the dog. Sweet. Absolutely. Send them to me, americatonight.net.